For us, it's really important to go beyond this visual dominion that we face all the time. We have all these mighty screen setups, and I mean, the radio is a perfect example of how effective sound can be. And so me as a mezzo-soprano, so taught as a classical trained singer, it was always vital to think more about how sound and vibration can influence us. So this exhibition is about everything but the visual. Like, it's about touch, it's about smell, it's about vibration and sound.
And about feelings maybe as well.
So we were first coming from this idea of listening to your gut. What would it actually mean to listen to your gut, and the stigma also around it? But then we started to think about what else we digest every day, like notions about climate change, eco-anxiety, ecological grief. So for us it was very vital to thematize how we become processed every day and how we process things as well. And maybe about the notion of eco-anxiety, it was very vital for us that we actually include the communities in Prague. So we have a lot of also experts, people from Canada, people from here, people who live abroad or came back, that reflect on how nature and natural environments change.
Mm-hmm. So this is one of the main installations called Turning Green that you just mentioned. So what did you ask people about? What is this eco-anxiety? What did they say? What touched you most, perhaps?
So we worked together with Jitka Hulasova, an ecotherapist that focuses on ecotherapy. So how do we engage with climate anxiety? And for us it was important, because we are not psychotherapists, to kind of get a balance between sensing and knowing more about how people engage with their body, like how it affects actually their body and not only their mind. What we wanted to find out in the interviews is the range of ecological grief that people are engaging with. There are people that came with depression. There are people that say there is not such a thing as eco-anxiety and that wanted to confront us. So there's really a big range. And we have these narratives actually captured in kind of excerpts in this exhibition space in very intimate settings.
So as we walk through the exhibition, it is its own little environment. You can smell things, you can touch things, you hear things, as we mentioned. What kind of environment does it try to create? Does it reproduce natural environment? Does it create a whole different environment?
So for us, we wanted to create a touch ground, like something where you can touch everything, and also that is a bit like a weird playground. So there's also a carousel where you can actually turn while listening to a composition on ecological grief. That you can hum with it, that you can attune to.
And you work alongside Denisa Pubalova, who is a Czech researcher and artist. How does your cooperation look like?
So Denisa Pubalova and I have been working together since 6 years as a duo. And we started with experimental opera, so we did a lot of interactive performances, and then we ventured more into installations and this post-anthropocentric topic. How do we collaborate? We are both very spread in the world, but we collaborate always in residency. So we come together for amounts of time, like here in Prague, we were for over a month to work on this exhibition. So it was kind of like a residency. And it's really interesting because she comes from it being interested in environmental research and diatoms, and I come from it being more interested in opera and philosophy of rehearsal.
How would you like people to leave the exhibition? Is there a particular feeling you'd like to convey, or something they should perhaps think about when they leave?
For me, it's really important that people just take whatever they can and not have one fixed reading. But I would be so pleased if like a spectator afterwards would feel some like shivering in their body, or would feel like a certain vibration and feel it much more because they have been engaged with this exhibition. So just like enlarging the scope of these exhibition halls into the everyday and thinking more about the presence of sound and vibration and maybe also curious smells.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.